one Sunday morning, this warm sun came up that popped. Out of the oven came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar. He started to look for some food. On Monday, he ate through one apple. He was still hungry. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. On Wednesday, he ate three plums, but he was still hungry. On Thursday, he ate through four strawberries, but he was still hungry. That's what he ate on Friday. Whoa, on Friday, he ate through five oranges, but he was still hungry. On Saturday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, one slice of Swiss cheese, and one slice of salami. Hello.
Yeah.
I only have my big pan. That's in my thing. You got my other pan. Can I call you back? I can put the people here.
Alright.
One lollipop, one piece of cherry pie, one sausage, one cupcake, and one slice of watermelon. That night he had a stomachache. What did you get? The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf, and after that he felt much better. Now he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a caterpillar anymore. He was a big fat caterpillar. He built a small house called Cocoon around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out, and he was a beautiful butterfly. Favorite book you want to read? You want to go in your room and get the book you want to read? Oh, you want to read this one? You want to read A Visit to the Sesame Street Hospital? I'll try to read that to him while he's going in. Want to sit up here and I'll read it to you? One morning, Grover woke up feeling sick. "Mommy, I have a sore throat again," he whispered. "Oh, poor Grover," said his mother. "You have had so many sore throats this year. We will go to see Dr. Keats later today." That afternoon, Dr. Keats examined Grover. "I think your tonsils will have to come out, Grover. Then maybe you won't get so many sore throats." Grover was worried. "How will you take them out?" he asked. "You will have an operation. We'll be in the hospital for a few days," Dr. Keats told him. "I do not want to go to the hospital. I want to stay home with Mommy." "Your mother can go with you. She can even stay overnight here," said Dr. Keats. "Would you and some of your friends like to visit the hospital before you go for the operation, just to see what it is like?" Well, I thought that was a good idea. "Do you?" So next week, Grover's mother took Grover, Ernie, and Bert to visit the hospital. Nurse Spinner was their guide. "Wow, this is a big place," said Ernie. "Is everyone here to have tonsils out?" "No," said Nurse Spinner. "People come to the hospital for lots of reasons. Sometimes they need extra help to get well, special treatment or medicine that they can get only in a hospital. And many people come for a special operation like you will have, Grover." As they walked down the hall, Bert asked, "What's that funny smell?" Nurse Spinner said, "You are smelling disinfectant. Hospital floors are washed with disinfectant several times a day. That's because hospitals have to be very clean all the time." Nurse Spinner took them upstairs. "Children stay in their own section of the hospital called the pediatric ward. This is where you will stay, Grover. Most of the rooms are for two or more children. Every bed can be raised up or down at the back and front. You can sit up in bed to draw pictures or watch TV, and of course, to eat meals. What if you do not like the food? Asked Rose shyly. Do I have to eat it anyways? No, said Nurse Finn. There's a menu, so you can pick something you do like. And if you want some juice or fruit between meals, just push this nurse's claw button. What will happen if I push it? Asked Rose. Try it and see, said Nurse Finn. Rose pushed the button. In a few seconds, another nurse came into the room. She sure came fast with Rose and pushed that button. Where did you come from? From the nurse's station, I'll show you. Every floor has a nurse's station. It's a sort of headquarters for nurses and doctors. All the patients' charts are kept there. The chart has all sorts of information about your medical history, and daily notes made by the doctors and nurses who take care of you while you are here. When your own doctor comes to see you, he will look at your chart before he examines you. She introduced a resident doctor. There was always a doctor on the floor, she explained. When Dr. Corner goes home, another doctor will come to take her place. Now I want to show you our playroom, said Miss Finn. We have blocks, crayons, paints, papers, dolls, stuffed animals. Miss Finn said, Grover, when I come to the hospital, may I bring my own teddy bear? Of course, Grover. And when you are well enough to get out of your bed, come to the playroom, you can introduce it to our teddy bear. Grover, this is Jane, said Nurse Finn. Jane had her tonsils out 2 days ago. Did it hurt, Grover asked Jane? No, not when they took them out. But my throat was pretty sore after I woke up. I didn't want to eat ice cream and jello. It feels a lot better now. Grover felt better already. Wow, I love ice cream, said Jane. I wonder how my tonsils are. Bert asked Jane a question too. What is that bracelet on your arm? My hospital bracelet. Everybody who stays in the hospital gets one. It has my name and a secret code number on it. All the doctors and nurses know who I am, even when I'm asleep, just by reading my bracelet. The x-ray machines are on the next door. Nurse Finn told me the x-ray machines are like big cameras, but they use a special kind of film. They take pictures of your bones. And he said, remember, Bert, I had an x-ray picture taken when I hurt my foot. The x-ray showed that my foot was not broken. Then they went with Nurse Finn to the room where surgeons could get ready to operate. She introduced them to one of the surgeons, Dr. Lamb. Why are you wearing pajamas? Do you sleep here? No, said Dr. Lamb. This suit is part of the special clothing that we wear when we operate. We also wear a cap and mask, said Dr. Lamb as he put them on. Bernie giggled. He thought the doctor looked silly in the cap and mask. Then Bert asked the doctor why you wear a mask. Don't you want anyone to know who you are? No, he laughed. You wear masks just to keep germs out of patients. We scrub our hands with special soap to kill germs. We have to be very clean. Then we put on sterile rubber gloves. Sterile means germ free. And after that, we put on sterile surgical gown. Then we are ready to operate. Who would like to try on a surgical gown? Me. Answered Grover and Ernie and Bert. Nurse Finn helped them put on the gown. Now I know what I want to be for Halloween next year. This is the operating room where the doctor will take out your tonsils, Grover. He has an operating table, big bright lights, lots of sterile instruments, and many special machines. The machines will keep track of your breathing, blood pressure, and other important things during the operation. After the operation is over, you will be taken to the recovery room, where you will wake up. It's just down the hall. The doctors and nurses there wear special clothes too. How long will I have to stay in the recovery room, Grover? Only for a few hours, said Nurse Finn. When the doctors and nurses think you're ready, you'll be taken back to your room. Gee, Ernie said, doctors and nurses have to know a lot. Yes, they do, said Nurse Finn. But sometimes they have questions too. That is why every hospital has a medical library. Doctors and nurses use it to find the answers in the book. Grover said, I love books. When I'm in the hospital, may I go to the library? You won't have to, Nurse Finn said. A special library will come to you on your path. Bed. You can check out a book right from your bed. Gee, the hospital is not scary like I thought it would be. Sometimes the hospital is a very happy place, said Nurse Finn. I will show you the happiest part of all. Nurse furniture from the nursery. Grover looked through the glass window at the newborn babies. Oh, they are so cute. Was I that cute when I was a baby, Mommy? Grover's mother said, you were the cutest baby of all. This is the end of our tour, said Nurse Phillip. What's that? Asked Ernie, pointing to a window filled with toys and books. That's the gift shop. Sometimes when people are sick, their friends bring them gifts to cheer them up. Mommy, do you think anybody will bring me a present when I am in the hospital? Grover's mother smiled. Oh, I think maybe someone will. Everybody thanked Nurse Spinner for the wonderful tour. Bert said, you were right, Nurse Spinner. The nursery is the best thing about the hospital. I think the playroom is the best, said Ernie. Everybody waved goodbye to Nurse Spinner. Mommy wished Grover. I think the best thing about the hospital is getting well. Like that?